In order to find a calm place where we can tune into a deeper kind of knowing, we need to cultivate a special mental skill. We have to be able to interrupt the speed and momentum of our thinking minds and open up a gap or a different kind of mental space in which we bring our attention to a deeper level of consciousness. I call this special skill dropping the storyline. Thinking is, of course, an essential human ability. Without it, we would never have developed human culture. But thinking is not the only mental skill. To get in touch with a deeper level of experience, we need to detach from the linear one thing leads to the next thing leads to the next thing pattern of discursive thought. The word discursive comes from Latin, and it means running on and on. One name for this different kind of mental function is contemplative mind. There are many different kinds of contemplative practice in many different traditions, but they all start with this ability to pause our speedy, discursive thinking mind. In order to do this exercise, you will have to choose a problem or issue that you're facing currently in your life. It can be a personal issue, like a health problem, or a relationship issue, a work-related challenge, a difficult decision, anything in your life that feels unresolved. Pause the audio and take as much time as you need to decide what issue you would like to work on during this exercise. The storyline of your issue is simply how you would go about describing it to someone else or trying to think it through on your own, perhaps remembering some event that caused the issue in the first place, perhaps revisiting emotions involved with it, or pondering the pros and cons of a certain course of action. So, begin by going over the problem in your head just as you normally might do, thinking about it, remembering, trying to find a solution, feeling emotions. Pause the recording here and do this for a minute or 2 minutes at most. Now, just drop the storyline. Stop thinking about it and redirect your attention toward your body. How is it feeling just now? Are there places of tightness, strain, or other kinds of discomfort? Spend a moment with whatever you notice, but don't try to change it. And now, center your awareness inside of your torso, the whole space from your throat down to your gut. You may notice physical sensations, such as your heart beating, or more subtle bodily sensations, what are known as felt senses. Whatever you notice, try to be friendly and gentle and patient, and appreciate it, even if it feels uncomfortable, as if you were sitting with a good friend. If thoughts crop up, just note that and gently bring your attention back to the inner space of your body. By doing this, you have downshifted from thinking mind to contemplative mind, or contemplative heart mind, we could say, since at this level, body and mind are not two separate things. Don't worry if it doesn't feel very calm or deep yet. That will come over time with more practice. Right now, whatever your experience is, simply rest there, free from any other intention or goal. Allow yourself to feel free of any need to make anything happen. This completes this exercise, but know that once you are able to find and rest in this space of contemplative heart-mind, many further steps become possible. One is to pay closer attention to any felt senses that are present. Felt senses are subtle, usually unclear bodily felt sensations. When welcomed and paid attention to, often these felt senses will open into deeper feelings and new insights about the problem you began with, or even some other aspect of your life.